To the editor. I am living on financial fumes, week to week, sometimes day to day. Wake up in the morning exhausted, often not wanting to leave the comfort of the bed. My dreams center themselves upon my stressed financial and work difficulties, nightmares. As I listen to others who just came home from offshore vacations, my thoughts, opinions, and hopes smother themselves. Going to be 65 soon, and while still employed, just how long will that last? Stress and fear of how and when my employer will force me out. 28 years severance owed, so likely will try to make me quit. Cannot afford essentials, let alone mortgage and vehicle repair. Gas prices force me to work from home, isolating me. Always sending out resumes that are not responded to, and simply stopping by a potential employer does not work. A dinosaur trying to achieve within a society of high technology and youthful energy. Why do seniors speak about three things only? Cost of medications, their health, and what Sheldon did last night, smiley face. When you are almost 65, thinking about the future seems odd, does it not? Scary too. Medication is taken each day, 11 pills and that blue one too. A little pick-me-up eh. Costly but necessary. Too many family members go to the hospital for testing, procedures, and investigative poking. Took my brother-in-law a week ago and waited at the emergency department for just too long. Complained and was told to be patient or find another avenue for helping my bro. Seriously crazy. I have had very friendly, professional, and immediate procedures in our hospitals, but the emergency room reminds me of waiting lines for food in North Africa. Always thought I'd be able to enjoy my future dealings, a lifestyle of travel, not worrying about expenses. Seems I am just like all the other folk, having not planned for the future and saving my money enough. The routine of work, going home and doing it again tomorrow will unfortunately remain for me. I was trained to be busy, working at home and at my profession. All is quiet, the economy is slowing, jobs are difficult to find. At the age of 64, one is put into a box by potential employers and even family, telling you to act your age, slow down and enjoy life. They have forgotten who pays the bills at my home. Limited funds, weakening health, and limited future prospects all seem to invite depression, stress and fatalism into my life too. I am not complaining, folks, perhaps just busting your chops, as who will listen to me anyway? Have a wonderful day and peace out. Stephen Koshyb, Bradford, Ontario.